our Reach Next Generation podcast. I'm Grace Jeffries, and I'm thinking about my future. To help me with this, I'm speaking with successful women to get an understanding of the challenges they've faced throughout their careers, how they overcame them, and what tips they give girls my age. Today my guest is Anya Heimarch, CBE, who is a director best known for her fabulous handbags, of course. Anya was made a CBE in 2017. Thanks for joining me today, Anya. Can we start by you telling everyone what drew you to handbags and how you got to where you are today?
Well, thank you for having me very much indeed. And so to answer your question, I was actually given a handbag when I was probably about 15, I think, by my mother. It's one of her secondhand handbags. And she gave it to me. And I remember how it made me feel. And it was just such a beautiful thing. I loved the leather. I loved the stitching. I loved the pattern. And I remember it made me feel quite grown up. And it made me more confident in a way. And I remember at that point thinking, I love fashion and I love the world of leather goods. So that's really why I was drawn to handbags.
Did you go to university? And how important do you think it actually is to go?
I didn't go to university, and I think it's great for certain people if, for example, perhaps you don't know what you want to do and it gives you a bit more time to explore. I think it's great if you know that what you want to do needs a university degree. So if you're going to be a lawyer or doctor or some of those particular careers where you need a degree, of course, it's always great to have further education. But if you know what you want to do immediately and it doesn't need a degree and you can get going, and if you don't particularly love studying, which I didn't, then I think it's absolutely fine not to go to university. And that's the alternative university of life, we call it, when you actually just start going and learn on the job.
When you were at school, before you got that handbag that made you want to work in this type of fashion, did you actually know what you wanted to be or do, or did that happen later in life?
Well, I think that before that moment of that first handbag at 15, I quite wanted to either sing for a career, I really loved singing, I kind of loved cars and some sort of design, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I think it's very normal that you don't know what you want to do until you're a bit older. I think it's also very important to go and try if you can and spend time in people's businesses or jobs and try and go along with your parents, or if you've got a friend or a godparent or a mum, say, can I just come and hang out for a day? Because you learn a lot by just being in a business. And quite quickly you think this is something that interests me or doesn't interest me. I remember my parents sent me and I spent a day in the city, in the finance world in London. I remember thinking, this is not for me. And that was quite useful. So I didn't spend 5 years on the wrong thing.
Yeah. Obviously, we have all been hit by COVID with shops only just reopening. How have you had to deal with the COVID-19 issues at home, but also in your shops?
Well, all the shops had to close. So that was quite a big job because I wanted to make sure that all my staff were okay. So we managed to close the stores and keep paying everyone 100%, which I think was very important because people have got rent and bills to pay every month. Then we had to work on what we could do to boost sales in other places. So we really looked at all our internet sales and we really worked on that. We also spent some time working on projects for the NHS. So we made, I think, 6,500 hospital gowns, which we managed to get sponsored. And we did some other projects for the NHS as well. So We really tried to do our bit. And at home, in many ways, it was rather lovely for me because, whilst it was obviously a very hard time, but I was lucky because I've got five children, I had three of them home, and I had special time with them that I probably wouldn't have had normally when we were all working at the same table a lot of the time. And that was quite nice for me to listen to their school lessons and for them to listen into my business meetings, probably.
There's a lot of talk about pay equality generally. How well do you think women are catching up with men's salaries and getting those top jobs?
Well, I think it's quite slow, but it is happening. And it's funny, once it starts to happen, it doesn't stop and it does increase. So I think that it's really making a difference. And of course, the more women there are doing those top jobs, the more the next lot of women coming through believe they could as well. So we're in this transition phase that we have to allow for. And I think there's been lots of things. For example, there's something called the gender pay gap, where people have to publish if there's actually men are being paid more than women for the same job now. So that shames businesses into behaving properly. And there's also this thing called shared maternity and paternity. So shared parental leave is called, I beg your pardon. And that means that men can take time off to look after new babies as well as women. So that also helps. It's not just the women that are taking time off. So I think lots of things are happening, and I think women will thrive and will find their way. So it's happening pretty quickly.
When we look at social media, which I know plays a huge part in your business and everyone's lives, what advice would you give girls about my age about how to use it and not use it?
Well, I think you have to remember that no one's really telling the truth on social media. It's always, you're always putting your best picture forward and your best. And a lot of, there's an awful lot of filters and things that make it quite unrealistic. So it can make you really unhappy. It can make you feel like you didn't go to that party everyone's posting pictures of, or you don't have that new skirt, or, you know, you're not as thin as that girl who's obviously manipulated her body with some filter. So we have to remember that, because as it really plays into our happiness, I think. At the same time, I think there are some good things, which is you can follow people who don't do that, who aren't the skinniest, stupidest girls, who don't always have new clothes and aren't showing off that are kind people. And actually, I find that quite inspiring. So you can choose who you follow with social media. And that's actually quite, that's quite powerful too, I think.
The world is changing so much and so quickly. What do you think work for women might look like in 10 years' time?
What do you think work for women might look like?
Yes.
Well, I think it's going to be a very different world, because I think we're all going to start working quite flexibly. So we won't all be going to an office at 9 o'clock and leaving at 6 o'clock. So I think that's important. I think we'll all be traveling quite differently. So when we do travel, I think there's going to become a point. I mean, what's so important, of course, is the planet. We've got 10 years to fix our planet, which is overheating. And so how can we manage that? So people are going to, I think, probably stop using gas guzzling cars and perhaps flying so much. I think it'll change the way that we behave, the way we dress, the way we where we eat, where we live. I think it will disperse us much more. So I think it's going to be a huge amount of changes going forward. I think that's really exciting, actually.
You mentioned how about eco, and I know you seemed quite interested in being all eco, because you you've got lots of your bags are made of recycled plastic. How do you think top handbag designers can use more recycled plastic in their products?
Well, it's quite available now. So it's, I'm trying to look at everywhere I can to use recycled materials rather than make new materials, and to save them from going into landfills. It's quite simple, really. So wherever I can, I'm trying to find recycled alternatives. And I'm also trying to find alternatives that perhaps don't have such a big impact. So they might be, you know, have a less of a carbon footprint, or they might be materials maybe that compost, or that don't harm in the way that they're made. And of course, that are fair for, you know, the people that are making things, so that there's fair wages and you know, no child labor and all those things. So I think everyone can make a huge difference by doing what they can and fast.
What was your inspiration behind writing your book, If in Doubt, Wash Your Hair?
Well, it came out really because lots of people, when I talked to them, often sort of said, what's your best bit of advice for being a mother of, you know, five children and running a business? And I would always jokingly say, if in doubt, wash your hair. Because, fun enough, if you look after yourself a little bit, you feel a lot stronger to look after other people. So it's a sort of a jokey response, but it's, it also has the word doubt in it. And doubt's very important, because we all suffer doubt. Everyone, every single person, from the prime minister to the top pop star, everyone suffers doubt, but no one's very honest about it. So I wanted to have a book really that talked about doubt.
What tips would you give girls when they start to think about their careers and their future?
Well, I think my answer is, be brave, because it's very easy to think I can't and I won't and I shouldn't, but actually mostly you can. And just because you might not have had your mother working and perhaps having a career, or perhaps that you don't live in a place that you think is you know, easy to find jobs, or, you know, if you work in fashion, you might not think that you can, you want to work in fashion, you might not think that you're in the right city. You know, it's all possible. The internet is amazing for opening things up. So my message is, really believe in yourself. You know a lot more than you think.
I saw in your shop in the Anya Heimarch village, lots of your bags are designed to keep people organised. Are you as organised at home as your bags are?
That's a very good question. You know what? I think I almost am. I am quite organised. Now, this week I feel a bit disorganised, because I've had two really busy weeks, and I've got two big birthdays of my children this week, an 18th and a 21st, and I'm feeling like I'm trying to catch up. But mostly I like to be organised. I find it quite uncomfortable being disorganised.
Tell me how you felt when you found out you had been awarded a CBE.
Well, it was pretty exciting. So a CBE is, it's called a Commander of the British Empire. And there's lots of awards in different categories. And so there's a commander level, there's a member level, and there's various different levels. And it was a real honour, actually. And it was very exciting, because I went to go meet the Queen. And that was very lovely. And when you drive into the gates at Buckingham Palace, it was a pretty special day.
He must have felt very important.
I did, for just for 5 minutes.
I know lots of people over the lockdown, since it's been very long, they have to keep themselves very occupied. They've picked up new hobbies. Has that been the same for you? And if so, could you maybe share a couple?
Yeah, I haven't had much time, is the truth. And I'd like to say I've picked up new hobbies, but I think I spent my time with my children, which I don't often always have enough time with them. So that was really special. So we did lots of walking, which was really lovely early in the morning, lots of talking, actually. And I know those are not hobbies, but those are things that often I don't have time for. So they were new things. It was just really lovely to sit at dinner and have time to talk when I wasn't rushing out to a work dinner or something, or traveling. And then obviously we did lots of things for the NHS and various projects. So not specifically new hobbies, but it was certainly very busy.
Tell me a little bit more about your work with the NHS.
So I had a call from a hospital that I'd done some work for in the past, and they said they were really worried they had a shortage of hospital gowns to protect the staff and the patients. And so they asked if I could help source some hospital gowns. So we managed to find someone who could make them. We managed to find the fabric to make them from, and we managed to get them donated. So people gave in donations. So it was a really fun thing to do and a really nice thing to be able to help with.
Well, I've really enjoyed chatting with you today, Anya. Thank you so much, and I'm sure everyone listening will now be thinking about some of the choices they're about to make in their careers. Keep listening to the Reach Next Generation podcasts as I talk to many more brilliant women. Thank you to our sponsors, Haynes Watts and Levi Strauss, for their amazing support.